Creekside with Don and Jan. Welcome to Creekside with Don and Jan. If you care to live in harmony with nature and the land, and you wish to live more peacefully with all your fellow man, if self-reliant living is a big part of your plan, if you like to talk some politics with those who really can, this is the time, this is the place, Creekside with Don and Jan. Sit right down and make some space, Creekside with Don and Jan. Let's get started right away, Creekside with Don and Jan. No more singing, no delay, Creekside with Don and Jan.
Well, howdy and welcome to Creekside with Don and Jan. Hi, I'm Don Stover.
And I'm Jan Stover, and this is episode 262, a day late. It's Monday, February 5th.
And a dollar short.
I started to say that, Don. I could hear my dad say that for years. Day late, a dollar short.
Yeah, well, everybody knows what that means. And whether no matter what anybody says about the economy and how great it still sucks here in the Midwest. There you go.
And there's a lot of people a dollar short.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but we're all working together to try to make things better, and that's part of why we created the Owl Creek Gazette, to promote small businesses, to promote small towns, small town America.
Yeah, because people have forgotten that this is the crux of America. This is the junk heartland that America is made of.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the heartbeat of New York. It's not the of L.A. I'm sorry. It's not where it is.
It's not the heartbeat. It's the heartland.
Yeah, you betcha.
So anyway, we wanted to let folks know that we are late with this podcast, or late this week, actually, because of the passing of one of our friends who is also a friend to the Owl Creek Gazette, Bill Johnson.
It's the first time we've had to deal with something like this, and our hearts are broken.
Well, we were at the visitation, and it was almost 7 o'clock last night when we would normally have had the show recorded and getting ready to air, and you and I said, we just can't do this. So we've had the podcast late a couple of times, but for happy reasons, where we were on the road or we were with the kids or something like that, and only a day late. We've never missed an episode. We pride ourselves on weekly consecutive
and
episodes.
We still have not missed an episode.
That's right.
Yeah.
But we want to talk about the February issue, because it's out in most places. We're still delivering, and we'll be doing that tomorrow, weather permitting, of course.
We are in the thick of delivery.
Oh, we are.
And here comes the snow tonight and in the morning, and we have no idea what tomorrow is going to bring.
But so we've got a lot of people helping us, and we'll just continue to get the magazine out slowly but surely. And in the meantime, if you don't have a copy in hand, you can always go to our website, owlcreekgazette.com, look at the current issue, back issues, anything you might have missed. But we wanted to chat about what's in the magazine. We always have. Our writers are so eclectic and so varied in topics and subjects. We are really fortunate to have such a good group of people who volunteer their expertise and their information and education and experiences. But before we get into what else is in the magazine, hearkening back to the fact that we were a day late because of attending the visitation of Bill Johnson, we want to go ahead and read what we've written for the magazine.
Yeah, and this is in its entirety what we wrote about Bill, and it is from our heart. So, Jan, go ahead.
It is with great sadness that we share the news of the passing of Bill Johnson. Bill was not only a personal friend of ours, but a friend of the Owl Creek Gazette as well. We first met Bill and his wife, Tedra, back in the mid-1980s, when our oldest son, Zach, and their youngest son, Ryan, became best friends in kindergarten. Over the years, our families have shared the same neighborhood, experiences in Boy Scouting, seeing our sons grow up and eventually being in each other's wedding parties, and then came the Owl Creek Gazette.
Bill was so much more than the longest-seated Illinois County Treasurer ever. In our February 2012 issue, Bill began writing a column for us about the War of 1812. For 12 months, he walked our readers through the history of that war, introducing us all to the historic reenactments of the Illinois Rangers, the work the Hills Fort Society was doing to create an authentic replica of Hills Fort on the grounds of the American Farm Heritage Museum, making sure to preserve its historic connections to the area and to the War of 1812 because of that small fort that was on the very southern border of the Greenville area.
Bill also wrote articles for us upon request, introducing our readers to such unique individuals as Dale Black, who had originally been featured in the popular Foxfire series. Bill's article entitled Dale Black, Outdoorsman, Ranger, Buckskinner, and Keeper of the Old Ways was an inspirational glimpse into Dale's many talents and an understanding of self-reliance.
We were honored to have Bill's photo grace the cover of the Owl Creek Gazette on an occasion or two. And we were honored that he graciously supported our publication's efforts through advertising Hills Fort's special events in the Owl Creek Gazette as well. His presence and participation as in a number of our spring and autumn events holds a special place in our hearts. Everything from teaching children how to make rope to providing his motorhome for our keynote speaker, Eustace Conway, to relax in, to scheduling a special self-reliant event, Hills Fort, in conjunction with our own self-reliant and sustainability home show held at the American Farm Heritage Museum.
Bill instigated what was to become a tradition in our autumn dinners. At the very first dinner we hosted in 2014, he suggested we go around the room, having everyone at the dinner share how they first discovered the Owl Creek Gazette and what, if any, were their personal connections with us. It was a wonderful way to close an already meaningful evening and something we have never failed to include since.
Bill was a regular guest on our Creekside with Don and Jan podcast, too, bringing news of Hills Fort activities and his involvement with our endeavors, as well as sharing good old-fashioned stories and friendly conversation with us and our listeners.
Knowing Bill, it was apparent he was a man comfortable in his own skin, able to fit in wherever his journey took him. He enjoyed life and the people in his life and the history of life that had come before him.
We offer our deepest sympathies to Bill's family, and we grieve along in our own way alongside them. There is no doubt he will be missed by all of the folks that knew him, including those of us in the Owl Creek Gazette community.
So that gives you all a hint of how he felt about the man, and I think that people that followed his stories and conversations he shared with us would agree that he will be missed here on the pages of the Owl Creek Gazette and behind the Creekside mic.
Yeah, he will be. And, we've seen conversations on Facebook this week about Bill, and one in particular, I think, hit it pretty hard and pretty square on the head that it may take 100 people to replace the man.
Yeah, and in some ways he's not replaceable, obviously, to those who he had that special impact. But he did so many things in the community that he'll have it'll be a hard act to follow.
That's exactly right. Yeah. You have 40 years in scouting, you're going to touch some lives for crying out loud.
And, it was really interesting as we've been out delivering the magazine at a number of places, people have either noticed that we have the letter about him, or they saw us and they would engage us in conversation. And so many people, not just in this Greenville area, but our coverage area, have known Bill and took a minute to say how much they will miss him or how much they appreciated the fact that they considered him a friend.
And one gentleman today offered me just simple thanks, for what we did.
Yeah, to put it in there and say what they would like to say if they had.
Yeah.
Pages to say them on.
And there's more in this Owl Creek Gazette.
There is.
So we have stuff we need to talk about. So we've got some cool stuff coming up here. We've got some workshops coming up in Highland. And we've got all kinds of really cool stuff.
We mentioned those workshops before on last week's podcast, I believe. But if you want to turn to page 3 in the Owl Creek Gazette, whether it's in your hot little hand or whether it's on the website, there's a vision board workshop coming up in Highland Thursday, February 15th. Our Older Women's Legacy Memoir Writing Workshop Series in Greenville. And that starts February the 18th. We have an Awesome Women's Live Memoir Workshop coming up, too. And that's on the 25th, so February is a busy month. Besides Valentine's Day,
doubt.
Don, don't forget that.
Oh, yeah. We're going to go get pizza.
We are, because it's heart-shaped pizza.
And that makes it really special.
It does. That's at Joe's. There's an ad for that in this month's issue, by the way, folks. Joe's Pizza here in Greenville. Dream Journaling Workshop in Greenville. And that's Thursday, March 15th. The OCG Self-Reliance and Sustainability Fair in Greenville, which is the magazine is peppered with information about that. That's Saturday, April the 14th.
And peppered and salted, too.
Absolutely. Dream Journaling Workshop again in Highland. And that's after the big fair. So that's Thursday, April the 19th. And we do have dinners that are being served at some of these. So all that information is in the magazine and on our website. So we invite you to check that out.
Yeah. And, you know, we've been out and about. We had our a great time at the CEO Home Expo and More show that was held at the American Farm Heritage Museum.
I think you just took all those words and threw them up and put them back down, and they came out of a title. We did that the other night.
They came out right, pretty much. Pretty close.
Okay.
we'll take it. But we had such a good time. And, you know, meeting people that for the first time and meeting old friends, it was a good opportunity for us.
And the why of why you bring this up is because we have photographs of us in the magazine at the CEO Expo. So we like to get out and about and let people know what we're doing, and that's one of the places they could have bumped into us. And like you said, Don, we met a lot of good folks and rekindled a lot of conversations that we'd started and just not had a chance to reconnect with people. And then in this issue, we also have Cassie Cordy writing, Creating a Conscious Connection, a How-To Guide for Fostering the Perfect Relationship with Your Soulmate, Part 1 of 3. And I think people will be surprised what Cassie means by soulmate. It's well worth the read.
And, yeah, soulmate is a much larger thing than what you may be used to.
Right. So that's another reason to pick up a copy of the Owl Creek Gazette and find out what Cassie means by that.
Yeah. And there's also tidbits from the Tibbetts house over yonder in Highland. Mm-hmm. And Mindy is, this time she's writing about her family and her grandmother's recipes that, and you know, she makes a comment about in her article about whipped cream and how you whip it into its volumetric larger space than it can be, and that recipe was never included in her grandmother's stuff because it was just something grandma did. So there you go. That's one of those things that you go, oh, wait a minute, how'd that actually happen?
Things that were so easy and so taken for granted that now, and that's another reason we have the magazine. We wanted things not to be lost.
Yeah.
So it's interesting when, you know, something that was commonplace becomes not commonplace any longer, and we're reeling those things back in. And when you speak of Mindy Casto and her husband Brett own the Tibbetts House Bed and Breakfast, and what they're doing is sharing the whole writing of the columns. So each month we'll hear from a different one of them and get a feel of what they're doing in the heirloom skills and how they're appreciating those. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, do the things that you know how to do and learn a few things along the way.
And teach and share with others what you know that they might not.
Yeah.
Then we've got Notes from Within series, The Healing Power of Music by Stacey Rhodes. And in fact, I had a gentleman call today who'd picked up the magazine and had read her article and wanted to talk with Stacey. And I shared her email with him. And it's interesting what magazine articles resonate with different people enough that they want to go ahead and connect up with our writers. And so I certainly invited him to come and meet Stacey at our Self-Reliance and Sustainability Fair in April, because she'll be there in person as one of the speakers. So that's
what an opportunity, right?
Right. That's another reason our fair is, I think it's like a hands-on of what we do in the magazine. We've described it that way before. And then you get to meet a lot of the people that are involved one in one aspect or another.
Yeah, indeed. And then listen, we're going to take a little break here. We need to, as they say in the big leagues, we got to pay a few bills. So pay attention to these messages. They're important.
The Factory Theater at Greenville University will be presenting the musical Company by George Firth and Stephen Sondheim this February, the 8th through the 10th, and the 15th through the 17th. All shows begin at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at Joe's Java, Watson's Drugstore, and Adam Bros in Greenville, Illinois. For students, $5, and for adults, $10. For more information, call Jess at 217-273-5896.
Hi, this is Laura Myers from Greenville, and I'm a Republican candidate for state representative in the 107th District. I'm a strong supporter of agriculture, veterans, law enforcement, first responders, and the United States Constitution and its amendments. I am pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, and pro-union. I will work hard to create a pro-business environment through free markets, deregulation, and lower taxes. If you want a state representative who believes in a high level of service, integrity, and is grassroots, will work for you full-time, will march when we need to march, fight when we need to fight, please check out my website, citizensformyers.com, and I am asking for your vote on the March 20th primary because Southern Illinois counts. Paid for by Citizens for Myers, Don Niehaus, Treasurer. Thank you for your support.
And we're back.
And in this issue, we also have combined the homegrown authors and artists and musicians page and turned it into a homegrown talent page. And so we've just got all kinds of artists and authors and creators, and it's musicians. It's well worth checking out to see all the talent that lurks out there that we're happy to spread the good word.
From Bomberger to Whirly. There you go.
Yeah. And when you say Whirly, Amber is her first name, so we've almost got A to Z.
Well, that works, yeah. I went B to W.
Right. That was close.
Close enough.
And on page 8, we've got our Obsessive Compulsive Picker's Disorder series with Gary Adolph. Tie one on, and we're just going to let that sink in, and your interest is piqued, I'm sure, by that title, because Gary doesn't mean what that sounds like.
Yeah, he's not an aficionado of the drink, but this is about tying one on. Mm-hmm. And still, we also, I did a story on the Random Acts of Kindness week coming up in February. Pay attention to that because it's a whole lot more than just paying for the guy behind you in the line at McDonald's.
And then above that, I've got wine and chocolate, a perfect pairing for Valentine's Day or any day of the year. So that's fun, too. And on the next page, we've got Passed On Words series, reviews of stories my parents read. And that's by Marion Stinkle. And this issue, she does Ellen Terry and Bernard Shaw, A Correspondence.
So, and that's George Bernard Shaw.
Exactly. He goes by the book's title, says Bernard Shaw, but it rings a bell with us when we heard it. George Bernard Shaw.
Yeah. And James Littell is back again. This is his debut article on movie reviews.
That's right. So he brings his unique perspective to the pages of the Owl Creek Gazette by doing a review on Maudie, a movie that came out in 2017, a transcendental film review.
That's the only way to describe Maudie, as a transcendental review.
And where else can you get a transcendental movie review but on the pages of the Owl Creek Gazette?
Yeah, exactly. We also have got John Davey from Carbondale. You want to tell people who John Davey is?
He is the president of the board of the Bucky Fuller Project. And as many readers from the Owl Creek Gazette will know, and if not, you'll find out more about it in this issue, because we've got a center spread full of Bucky Fuller and the amazing man, his geodesic dome, and the Carbondale, Illinois connection. Plus, we've got an evening with Bucky, another story that we ran in a long time ago, I think, what?
Oh, man. October, it must have
2012.
Been.
Got it right here in front of me.
Yeah.
So, anyway, John Davey is coming to speak at our fair April the 14th, and he's going to be talking about what they did to restore the Bucky Fuller Dome home down in
Carbondale.
Yeah. And we've got a gorgeous cover, picture on the cover, that is one of the domes that Bucky designed, and that was at the Montreal World's Fair.
Yeah.
So there, again, a smattering of information about our Self-Reliance and Sustainability Fair all through this magazine, but we like to tell the kind of the story behind the story of why we've invited these particular speakers to come. The geodesic dome home was something that inspired you and I ages ago, Don, and still continues to do so. But the idea that Bucky Fuller was even considered one of the first people who was talking about sustainability and offering up a concept and a model for people to build a home that was cost effective, inexpensive.
Bucky was the most efficient way to enclose a space.
Right. And Bucky really believed that if we utilized this technology, that we could, people could afford homes that otherwise would be either not able to or even homeless, a way to house people in an affordable fashion. So the article tells about his history, his genius, and what we hope to continue to bring to the pages of the Owl Creek Gazette.
And also something else, too. There's a story about the actual dome in Montreal. That thing burned. It was covered by a series of 1,900 panels of acrylic that they were welding on this thing one day in the 70s, and it caught fire. The panels caught fire, and that was a conflagration. Inside of 30 minutes, the entire thing was engulfed in flames, and there wasn't anything they could do to put it out. It burned. And so it burned the skin off.
The skin of it burned, but the dome shape remained intact.
The steel remained intact. Mm-hmm. Now, that's something for people to think about. Chew on that for just a while.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other, well, I mean, that's that lends itself to a part of science that...
Well, what you're saying is it makes you think about the World Trade Center and comparing how one thing burned and was left intact and one thing burned and fell to the ground. So it just you got to think.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to think. And we're talking about butterflies again this month.
And we do that every month now, thanks to the butterfly lady herself, Kathy Kimmy. And she offers up the status of the herd. I think you helped with that title, Don, and prepping your garden.
That's a herd going through. But a herd of butterflies nonetheless. I don't know what you call them. They're not a covey. They're not a gaggle.
We can investigate.
Well, I don't know if they've identified what a bunch of butterflies are.
A flock? I don't know either.
Yeah.
Here we are pondering right on air.
We're pondering once again.
And then on page 16, we have Greenhouse Vegetable Gardening Part 2 for Self-Reliant Living. And that's by Claire Schwann.
Easy for you to say, right?
maybe not.
And we're talking about scamaniacs again.
Mm-hmm.
And... it's the homeless that she's talking about, and actually not the homeless, but being afraid of fear and what to be fearful of and when to be fearful.
Right. And the idea that sometimes we are fearful unwarranted. So she gives us, again, she's good for pondering. Her thoughts are as well. Then we also have Creekside with Don and Jan Page. We are going to have Cash Jackson. He's one of the three Libertarian candidates vying for the Libertarian Party of Illinois nomination for governor. And so he's coming to Greenville. He will be on our podcast, and he'll also be here at Adam Brothers. Libertarian candidate Cash Jackson will be in Greenville February the 22nd to visit with local folks who would like to stop by Adam Brothers Coffee House from 7 to 8 p.m. and visit with him in person. So if you ever wanted to talk to a person who may be running for governor that is not from the Republican or Democratic parties, now's your chance.
That is your only chance in this area to actually meet a candidate. We have Crystal Walker is giving her column to the three candidates that are running for the nomination from the Libertarian Party.
Right, and there have been two debates so far that people could have actually watched on YouTube and another number of other venues or go live to see.
Yeah.
But she did a recap of that, kind of what they, you know, they when libertarians come together, they are obviously there with basically the same principles, the non-aggression principle. And so it's how do they differ and who would you like to see run as opposed to another candidate. And so she gives a recap of those debates.
And Cleaning Your Indoor Air.
By Don Stover.
By me, right. And, even having one of those air humidifiers that uses a filter, those things trap a tremendous amount of dust. and just junk out of your hair. Mm-hmm. A water filter, as it were.
And then we've got Yarns from the Barnyard, Butchering Hogs. And I had to laugh when I was starting to put the magazine together and I was laying things out. And all of a sudden I looked down and I had Butchering Hogs next to the wine and chocolate page. And I thought, you know, somehow those stories don't go together. I can't say enjoy some chocolate and wine and here's how you butcher a hog. So I moved those around to feel a little more comfortable. I don't know if it would have been upsetting to anybody but me, but I couldn't let the magazine go out like that.
And you, in classic Jan style, also on the next page, have got Buffalo Check on the mind. And we debated on and off, back and forth, about whether or not we would put Buffalo Check on the side of a buffalo.
And we did.
And we did.
If you don't know what Buffalo Check is, you can find out on page 22 of the Owl Creek Gazette. And we got a kick out of it. And I was pondering where it came from. Boy, I'm doing a lot of pondering in this issue, Don.
Yes, well, your feet are wet.
In the pond. I'd rather be in the creek.
There you go. That
Creekside is a state of mind, you tell people. So
it is.
There we go.
What else can it be but that a state of mind?
So that gives you a rundown of the magazine. We'll be out and about, like we said, the next few several days and continue to distribute the publication. Check us out online, owlcreekgazette.com. If any of those workshops appeal to you, go to the website. There's places to purchase not tickets necessarily. We have tickets for our Owl Creek Gazette Self-Reliance and Sustainability Fair, but you can purchase
registrations.
There you go. You can
register for all of these things.
Yes.
Using secure payment through PayPal. Mm-hmm. And it's easy and it's quick and you don't have to have a PayPal account.
Well, and you know, on the first time we've talked about this on the podcast and on Facebook in a number of places, but this is the first time in the magazine we have said the Owl Creek Gazette, we're more than a magazine, we're a community. Coming to those workshops and events that we host really gives you a sensation of what community is and the way we've been building it in conjunction with our friends as they've come along and joined us in this effort. So check out the magazine. I think you'll get a sense of that community. And then if you actually come and participate in some of the things we do, you'll have a hands-on experience of that as well.
After all, this is the official podcast of the Owl Creek Gazette magazine.
It is and will remain so.
Forever and for always. And thank you for listening. And you know, folks, when you lose a friend, you know, like Bill, when you lose your friends like yours, it hurts. It hurts deeply. And our sympathies go out to the Johnson family, and we wish them well.
And, you know, I'm just going to throw this out there for listeners who have known Bill or readers in our magazine who have known Bill. If they have a story to share, they're welcome to send it to us. Send to Jan@OwlCreekGazette.com or Don@OwlCreekGazette.com or send it to our
snail mail.
Snail mail, P.O. Box 81, Greenville, Illinois, 62246. I almost.
How long have you lived here? 62246.
I almost gave Vandalia. Boy, that's a throwback.
That's 64-71, but it won't get here.
No, it won't. But I just think that would be nice because so many people do have stories to share about him, and that would be, we just want to open that
up. That's a great idea. You know, maybe we should open it. Yeah, thank
we
you.
We just did.
Thank you for poking that out there. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Y'all take care. And, you know, sorry we were a day late, but like we said, we got to do what we got to do.
We do. So we're glad to be back tonight here at the Creek, and thanks for joining us.
Bye-bye now.
Good night.